You're listening to SBS News.
Volunteers at the People's Pantry in Mascot, Sydney, are preparing for a big week of food relief, packing hampers to be picked up from tomorrow. Alison Leader is one of those helping out.
Winter's a really tough time in terms of food insecurity and general financial insecurity. People are facing bigger bills and people are doing it particularly hard with illness.
The soaring cost of living striking those in need and those who help. Inflation coupled with interest rate rises means many donating essential items are forced to give less.
So those who were in a position to give before are in many cases no longer able to give. So that's having a ripple effect on our ability to provide food relief into the community. So it's a big concern.
And today there was no reprieve for borrowers. The Reserve Bank has lifted the cash rate by 0.25% to 4.1%. It's the 12th hike since May last year, pausing only in April. The cash rate is now at its highest level since April 2012. Treasurer Jim Chalmers concedes it's a difficult day for many.
Out there in the community, people who are under pressure will find this decision hard to cop. And they will need help understanding it.
Financial helplines are already overwhelmed with calls for support. Reports of mortgage stress are becoming dominant. Claire Tacon is a financial counsellor at the Consumer Action Law Centre in Melbourne.
For the first time in Victoria, mortgage stress is the top issue at the moment that people are calling us about. You know, we definitely have people who are saying, you know, they're going without meals, you know, and medical expenses, you know, not seeing the doctors, not buying the medicine that they're needing.
Governor Philip Lowe is warning of an increased risk inflation could climb. In the year to April, prices jumped almost 7%, above the target of 2 to 3%. He wrote this further increase in interest rates is to provide greater confidence that inflation will return to target within a reasonable timeframe. Su Lin Ong is chief economist at RBC Capital Markets.
And the important message, I think, from the Reserve Bank is that if inflation doesn't come down and becomes entrenched and stays high, it will be very damaging for the economy.
Also weighing on the board's mind, last week's Fair Work Commission decision to lift the award wages for more than 2.5 million workers. The board says that wages growth won't jeopardise that low inflation target, provided economic productivity improves. The Reserve Bank Governor last week played down the impact of last month's federal budget, but Shadow Treasurer Angus Taylor lays the blame for the rate rise firmly with his Labor counterpart.
This is Labor's rate rise. This rate rise belongs to the government. It is clear inflation is coming from Canberra, not from the Kremlin, not from anywhere else.
Mr Chalmers with a strong defence, rejecting claims the government's push to lift wages will spur further increases.
And whether it's the Reserve Bank or the Treasury Secretary or the Fair Work Commission, they've also made it clear that they don't see a wage price spiral in the economy. So this rate rise today is not because of the budget and it's not because people on the minimum wage are being paid too much.
Naveen Razik, SBS News.